On August 31, 2011, I interviewed Robert Archer, President and CEO of Great Panther Silver Limited, with respect to his views on Great Panther's then-current operations and prospects. This interview is divided into four parts. It is subject to the important disclaimers and disclosures found at the end of this podcast. Headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, Great Panther Silver Limited, TSX symbol GPR, Amex symbol GPL, together with its subsidiaries, engages primarily in the exploration for and production of silver in Mexico. The company holds a 100% interest in two silver gold mines, one located in the Mexican state of Durango and the other in the Mexican state of Guanajuato. On July 18, Great Panther announced the acquisition of what it believes to be four prospective mining concessions totaling 1,514 hectares. Bob Archer, a geologist, co-founded Great Panther. He has been its president and CEO since 2004. Bob has over 30 years' experience working with mining companies in North America, and in that time has held and holds senior management positions with junior mining companies. Including Great Panther, he currently serves as a director of three mining companies. I am particularly pleased that Bob has agreed to be interviewed by me on behalf of StockResearchPortal.com. In part one of this interview, Bob discusses the much commented on perceived post-April 2011 disconnect between the gold price and gold mining stocks, and whether he believes this disconnect extends to the silver price and silver mining stocks. He also discusses his views on prospective physical silver and gold price trends at August 31st, 2011. Finally, as someone who has spent a great deal of time in Mexico and has a hands-on knowledge of that country, he discusses country risk with respect to Mexico generally, and the Mexican states of Durango and Guanajuato, where Great Panther operates its two silver mines. Obviously, Bob's current views expressed throughout this entire interview may change as events and conditions affecting either Great Panther or the price of silver or gold change over time. Parts 2 through 4 of this interview deal with Great Panther's business model, corporate governance, Great Panther's business value drivers, specifics with respect to Great Panther's business, and Great Panther's prospective risks and opportunities. Bob, welcome. I would like to begin by thanking you very much for joining me in this interview, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate the opportunity. That's right.
Well, if we could start, notwithstanding Great Panther mines silver as its primary metal output, I know that you'll have informed views on both the physical gold price and the market prices of gold equities for starters, and then like to talk about those in respect of silver, because from a gold point of view, I know gold is an important byproduct of your mining output. So if you could start and just tell me what you think of the disconnect or what people think is the disconnect, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I think there are a couple of things that kind of come to bear there. One is that in the downturn in late 2008, when a lot of commodity prices really tumbled, gold didn't go down as much as the rest, but a lot of the resource companies were hit pretty hard during that time, ourselves included, and in a sort of broad-based market sell-off. And I think that's still sort of looming large in people's memories when it comes to equities, and there perhaps isn't as much enthusiasm for gold equities, as there might have been otherwise, because if heading into the fall here, there's a lot of people talking about a double dip recession, maybe even an outright depression. People wondering what's going to happen in the markets and thinking, gosh, you know, if we do get into another market crash, equities are going to get hit hard. And, the other aspect is a lot of people are just advocating getting into physical metals, so buying gold and silver bullion. So I think, you know, those are kind of the two factors that are playing into this this disconnect, that we see particularly in gold.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And once again, I know that silver is what you are about, but I also, from my review prior to this interview, have come to a conclusion that gold is an important byproduct to Great Panther's profitability. So I'm interested in learning both your views with respect to both the prospective trend prices of silver and gold as at today, the 31st of August, 2011.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess first, just a comment on the difference between gold and silver as to any disconnect. You know, up until about this time last year, there was a similar disconnect with silver as well. And then right after Labor Day in 2010, we saw the silver price rise sharply. And at that point, a lot of the silver equities really started to take off. And, you know, using ourselves as an example, you know, we were trading around 75 cents through the first 8 months of last year. And then after Labor Day, the share price took off along with the silver price. And by the time silver went from $18 last summer to close to $50 by March of this year, our stock price had gone from 75 cents to $5. And so that was partly a result of momentum, partly getting listed on the MX in New York. So a few things that contributed to that for us, but other silver equities did participate certainly in that run as well. So it was largely a momentum thing, and I think if gold was to do something similar, where it just really started to take off, then I think, you know, you would see the gold equities starting to play a bit of catch up, you know, in that regard. So so I don't think there's that's one of the big reasons why there currently isn't quite the same disconnect with the silver equities that we see in the, on the gold side. Coming back to your other question in regards to our mix of silver and gold, you are right in that gold does play a significant component of our revenues. It's currently about 20% of our revenues. And so it's certainly our most important byproduct. We do produce about 71% silver and about 9% lead zinc. So the base metals are a relatively small portion, and all of that coming from our Topia mine. So certainly the gold price is important to us. We do see the gold price continuing higher with all the instability in global currencies and economies and so on. And really, silver has been more or less tracking gold since about 2003. And even though silver is largely used as an industrial commodity, a lot of it, what's really driving the price is investment demand. And that pretty much follows gold. So, for anybody that believes gold price is going higher, then silver price is likely to follow suit.
Okay. Now, with respect to country risk, as I see things, rightly or wrongly, is becoming a bigger and bigger deal, given the current macro and country-specific economic environments. Now, I know you spend a lot of time in Mexico, and I'm very curious to know your views on the at three levels: Mexico at a federal level, in terms of country risk; Durango State, where one of your mines is, from the point of view of state risk, I'll say, and also local political risk where you operate, and local resident risk if there is any where you operate. And then likewise, with respect to your mine in Guanajuato, I'd like to know what you think about state risk, local political risk where you operate, and local resident risk, if anywhere you operate.
Sure. Well, let's start at the federal level. There are a couple of things there. The Mining Act in Mexico is under federal jurisdiction. So unlike places like Canada and the U.S., where it goes according to individual provinces or states, Mexico is mining is federally governed. So from that standpoint, it's the same anywhere in the country. And Mexico has been extremely supportive of mining from the federal level, and continues to encourage foreign investment for mining. And mining, I believe, is the fourth largest contributor to GDP in Mexico, behind oil revenues and what do they call it, like the repatriation of funds coming from the U.S., as well as tourism being number three. So mining is extremely important to the government, and they're not likely to do anything to jeopardize that. They're certainly not going to nationalize it or anything along those lines. At the national level, there's also, I guess you could say, there's the security aspect, and that's something that is ongoing. We do have elections coming up in Mexico next year, and all things are pointing towards a change in government. So it'll be certainly interesting to see how the incoming party approaches the whole issues of security and whether they can do anything to reduce the level of violence in the country, which seems to continue to escalate. So that's, you know, that certainly is a concern. The violence really is it's not as isolated, unfortunately, as it once was, but it still is fairly specific to certain areas, mostly along the U.S. border and a few of the larger cities and such, where a lot of drug trafficking takes place, that type of thing. So there are certain pockets within Mexico that are much worse than others, and some that are perfectly fine. And so getting down to the state level, Durango is certainly problematic as far as that goes in certain areas. We're fairly fortunate, I guess, at our location in Topia, in as much as Topia is pretty much at the end of the road, quite literally, in terms of its access. It's a small mountain village in the Sierra Madre. It's relatively quiet, it's a small place, and the mine that we currently operate has been there since the 1950s, when it was built by Peñuelas, and so it was there, long before any of these problems arose. And the locals know that we're there just to mine. We don't stick our noses where they don't belong, and mind our own business, and we get along with people locally. So to date, we haven't had any problems at Topia, and we certainly hope that we can keep it that way. At Guanajuato, that's in central Mexico. It's well away from any of the either cultivation areas or trafficking areas. So it's really not a problem for us there. It's a very safe place. The city of Guanajuato is actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Tourism is one of the largest drivers of the economy there. And there's a university, so a large young population, as well as being the capital of the state, so a lot of government jobs and so on. So it's a very safe place, very unique in a lot of ways. And our mine is right in the city, and so it's a terrific place, really. It's one of the best mining locales that I've ever had the pleasure to visit, let alone work in. So it was one of those. One of those is great.
Good. All right. Well, Bob, thank you very much for that. And we're going to end the first part of this four-part interview now. But I'll look forward with great interest to discussing Great Panther and his business prospects with you in the next three parts.
Great, thank you. I'll talk to you then.
Important disclaimers and disclosures. StockResearchPortal.com provides this podcast interview solely for informational purposes. This interview does not constitute, nor should be construed to constitute, general or specific trading or investment advice. Neither should it be taken to endorse or recommend the business, products, services, or securities of any industry or company mentioned. This interview does not constitute a solicitation to trade in any securities mentioned and may contain forward-looking information which inherently is subject to risks, results, or events that may not be realized or occur as predicted. Prior to its release, this podcast was reviewed and approved by Robert Archer, both on his own behalf and on behalf of Great Panther. That said, the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this podcast are not guaranteed. Neither I, Ian R. Campbell, Stock Research DD Inc., the owner of StockResearchPortal.com. StockResearchPortal.com, Robert Archer, nor Great Panther will be liable for any damages relating to your use of the information provided herein. Neither I nor any investment account I control currently owns Great Panther shares, options, or warrants. That said, from time to time, I and other directors, officers, employees of Stock Research DD Inc., or members of their family, as well as persons interviewed, may have long or short positions in securities mentioned, and may make purchases and sales of those securities in the open market or otherwise. Great Panther is a paid advertiser on StockResearchPortal.com. Neither I nor Stock Research DD Inc. have received compensation in connection with this interview beyond said advertising fees. Please refer to StockResearchPortal.com's interview policy, available for review on its website. Stock Research DD Inc. owns copyright to this podcast. Stock Research DD Inc. hereby grants an unrestricted license to use or disseminate this podcast only in whole, never in part, and only if all spoken disclosures and disclaimers are included.